Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, March 16th. Grey Sauble Conservation is issuing a flood watch statement for its watershed. It says given the warm temperatures melting the snowpack across the region, people across the watershed in fields and low-lying areas can expect significant ponding. The conservation adds small watercourses and drainage ditches are becoming overwhelmed from the snowpack, also resulting in localized flooding. It recommends landowners within known flooding-prone areas to monitor their situation and be prepared in case of flooding. The statement expires Tuesday at 1 p.m. Northern Bruce Peninsula is restricting the weight of vehicles on some municipal bridges until the structures are repaired or replaced. Council approved implementing the restriction during its meeting on March 10th after several bridges have been identified as reaching the end of their lifespan. In 2023, the municipality received an assessment of the 19 bridges in Northern Bruce Peninsula, where WSP Canada identified 6 structures in urgent need of repair. Public Works Manager Troy Cameron says staff recommend maintenance and repairs to these structures be carried out in 2025, prioritizing Lindsay Road 5 Culvert, Miles Bay Shore Road Bridge, and Stokes Bay Road Culvert, given the higher traffic volumes. Once these structures are addressed, staff will move on to the other structures for maintenance. A conference that aims to explore ideas for improving small community life is coming up in Owen Sound. The Small Community Solutions Conference is set to take place on March 29th at the Harmony Center. Here is coordinator Kate Mosher.
It is going to be a day of inspiration for any community member that has looked around and thought there has to be a better way than how we're doing some of these things in our communities.
More details on the ticketed event can be found on our website. Meaford is accepting nominations for the 2025 Community Builder Award. The award recognizes people who have positively shaped and promoted Meaford through their volunteer efforts. Nominations will be accepted until April 4th, where the winner will be selected by council and officially recognized at the Volunteer Appreciation Event on April 28th. More details can be found on our website, bayshorebroadcasting.ca. On to national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney has asked for a review of Canada's plan to purchase a fleet of F-35 fighter jets. According to media reports, the deal with Lockheed Martin and the U.S. government is for 88 planes at the cost of about $85 million U.S. each. A spokesperson for Defense Minister Bill Blair says Carney has asked Blair to look into whether the F-35 contract is the best investment for Canada or if there are better options. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mark Carney is traveling to France today and the United Kingdom tomorrow to seek reliable partners in trade and security. According to media reports, given the current tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump, Canada will be looking across the Atlantic for trading partners. Carney's office says in a statement the leaders will be focusing on their shared commitment to build stronger economic, commercial, and defense ties. Carney says he looks forward to speaking with Trump at the appropriate moment. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack lost last night to the Kitchener Rangers. Fred Wallace has more.
Luke Ellen has scored the game-winning goal midway through the third period as Kitchener beat the Attack 3-2. The loss on home ice by the Attack, coupled with a win by Sault Ste. Marie on the road and a Sarnia overtime loss on the road, drops the Attack from 7th into a tie 4-8 with Sarnia in the Western Conference. Next action for the Attack Thursday at Barrie. Again, the Rangers beat the Attack 3-2. Fred Wallace at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre.
Meanwhile, in the NHL, Toronto lost to Ottawa 4-2. In the PJHL, Fergus beat Mount Forest 5-1. And in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Boston beat Ottawa 5-2. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty sports page.